Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Violent crime down, property crime leveled off. That's the result of a report issued by the Eureka Police Department and by Police Chief Andrew Mills. He's been promising a change in the focus and change in how Eureka officers serve the city, and that goes for the dissemination of information as well. The department is now releasing crime statistics on a quarterly basis and allow the public to study that data and to learn about crime and crime patterns throughout the city. The crime data follows crime trends, identifies specific problem areas, and focuses on the most serious property and violent crimes that are committed in the city. The department issued its first crime data report, and it shows a decrease in violent crime, including rape, murder, assault, robbery, from the same time a year ago. Property crimes show a slight decrease from a year ago and a steeper decrease in the second quarter of 2014 compared to the second quarter of 2013. It's time to put the names on Eureka's homeless problem. That's the recommendation of a consulting group trying to help the city deal with problems created by people without homes. The consulting group has produced a document called a Homelessness Policy Paper, and in it, the consultant recommends naming the 10 to 15 people who are generating the largest number of police and service calls. And then the city should concentrate on helping them find a permanent place to live and the support that goes along with it. The paper, produced by Focus Strategies, said the city is already working together on the homeless problem and should continue to do so. One member of the Homeless Coalition is Betty Chin, whose agency has already been working to put homeless young people in schools and colleges.
I had 17 high school. I take to school every day. So this year I have four go to 4 years university, and the rest go to community college or job training school. And they go forward for their life and time for a better life for themselves.
The consulting group also suggests a better system of information management. Numbers to show if and how efforts to help the homeless are working. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department problem-oriented police team served a search warrant at an apartment in the 1800 block of A Street on Monday. Officers contacted six adults and a juvenile and arrested four adults on various crimes, including probation violations and drug possession. Taken into custody were 28-year-old Timothy Chimwitra, 35-year-old Joe Olivo, 28-year-old Mario Nunez, and 25-year-old Vanessa Wilkins. Officers found meth, heroin, and firearms at the site, and a second search warrant was served on Tuesday in connection with the case. At the second location on Summer Street, officers found 11 more firearms, drug paraphernalia, and a small amount of meth. The investigation is ongoing, and the search warrants were served in response to numerous complaints about drug sales activity. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents of Humboldt County will decide in November whether or not to impose a half-cent sales tax increase with the generated revenue earmarked for public safety funding. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, who has heard plenty about lack of law enforcement in her district, said that residents do trust their elected officials to make the right decisions.
As part of doing the polling regarding this ballot measure, we did get some input on the county's level of approval for the supervisors. And it was a good one. It's 62%. I like that. And there's also an increase in people who think we're going in the right direction. Now, that's not to say I'm going to come out and say, trust me. But what I am going to say is, trust me.
Fennell explains the need for this tax increase, a measure that was driven by public demand.
The people involved have to understand that we're going out there because the community has asked for funding for law enforcement, for safety response, for a 911 response, those kind of things. And that's why we supported this being on the ballot in November.
All that remains now is for voters to approve the measure, and Fennell thinks that will be the case. Law enforcement, probation, and the DA and fire service are all areas in need of increased local money. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.